Good morning to you, Steve-O. The football is all finished for 2022, but really this is when the news heats up in the world of football, and there's plenty happening at the trade table.
It certainly is, and I'm honoured to be on the same show as Scott Cooney and Michael Valisaris today, so I'm really looking forward to their input. But the headline act, no doubt, is Jordan Bigoi at the moment. I mean, he's got this five-year contract on the table. It includes good behaviour clauses, which are pretty strong, and he's just looking for some clarity. And we spoke to Adam Ramanaskas, the player agent, about this last week. The issue is sort of what parameters are they? How tough are the parameters? And at the moment, Jordan Bigoi balking at signing a contract with bad behaviour clauses, effectively, as St Kilda wait in the wings. And if you're a Collingwood supporter, Matty, you're a bit worried. We're now into October. When a player hasn't signed, then you'd have to say that's a standoff, and it is a concern.
Yeah, when a week jetted by and he flew out to the United States once again, you knew that things weren't going as well there for Collingwood in their negotiations as they would have hoped. Now, I might have the unpopular view here, Steve-O, but I know a lot of people out there feel as though Jordan owes the Collingwood Football Club for standing by him at different stages throughout his career, but he's repaid them on the football field in recent times, and I would have thought he's entitled to search for the best deal that he feels that he can get. And if St Kilda have a better deal on the table that has less clauses in it, or clearer clauses in it than Collingwood's, my personal view is he's entitled to absolutely engage with them.
Look, he certainly is. I mean, you look at Josh Dunkley, who's looking for a trade. I mean, he owes the Bulldogs plenty as well. I mean, he came as a premiership player, and nobody's complaining. I mean, he played in the premiership. The Bulldogs, nobody's really having a crack at him for leaving. So that's a free market. It's an open market. And you could argue that Collingwood were even a little bit too harsh on Jordan Bigoi with what happened in Bali. I mean, he was sort of left hung out to dry a little bit as far as playing footy. So you can understand there that he'd be a bit uneasy. So that's modern footy. I think he should stay at Collingwood, and he probably will end up staying at Collingwood. But, look, I wouldn't begrudge him going to St Kilda at all to rejuvenate his career there, that's for sure.
The Bombers coaching race has been a fascinating watch over the last couple of weeks, Steve. It feels as though it's had a number of different front runners at different stages. Right now, who do you think will be coaching Essendon next year?
Well, I had my money on Ross Lyon. I then had a bet on Adam Uze, bet responsibly, of course. And now I'd probably be putting my money on Brad Scott. So things have just moved after the season. There seems to be, if there's been some machinations behind the scenes, perhaps while the footy's been going on, and he seems to be coming with a bullet. Now, there hasn't really been much leakage out of Essendon as far as candidates, but I think Brad Scott perhaps just in front at the moment, which means my Uze bet is now in doubt, Matty.
0416 90 50 52, Bombers fans, how do you feel about Brad Scott coaching your football club in 2023? Steve-O, over the next couple of days, which players do you expect to be the big names in discussions at the trade table as the off-season starts to ramp up?
Well, I think obviously the Goey is a big one. Rankin, that deal's pretty close. Isaac Rankin, a first-round pick, a future third pick will get done. Of course, Grundy. Funny, isn't it, how everyone's been so open on that one. That just looks like it'll get done without too many problems at all. We had Simon Goodwin on our outside broadcast of the Welcome Stranger last Wednesday talking openly about where he sees Grundy fitting in. So who would have thought that, you know, 18 months ago that this would be happening? So Grundy on the move. Brisbane supremely confident that they'll get that deal done with Josh Dunkley, even though they've got a couple of father-sons. They wouldn't have gone into this without knowing they had something up their sleeves. So sources of Brisbane supremely confident that will get done. And Lachie Hunter's an interesting one at the Bulldogs, just sort of looking at his options at the moment, as well as Jason Johannesson signed for 2 years. I think the JJ situation was pretty much linked to Josh Dunkley. Once he left, there may have been a little bit more cash freed up, which enabled them to keep JJ. I think if Dunkley had stayed at the Bulldogs, Johannesson may have been a Gold Coast Sun.
And then the Rory Lobb situation's interesting as well, Steve-O. The Dogs are really keen on him, but the Dockers are playing hardball. Do you expect him to get to the kennel next year?
Yeah, I think that'll get done. His manager's sort of playing hardball, saying he needs to get there. And in the end, I think it's a bit of posturing, and he will end up where he wants to play. You don't want to keep a guy, Matty, at your club that doesn't want to be there and has got a girlfriend here in Victoria. You're not going to get the best out of Matty Locke, are you?
No. And Steve, before we let you go, I've been following this story and listening to your discussions on the Breakfast Club over the last week or so in regards to Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan and their involvement at the Hawks during the time when these quite serious allegations occurred. Where do you think that is going to head over the next couple of days? And what I find interesting and tricky about this is that everyone keeps saying how this is going to drag out for quite some time, you know, longer than 6 to 8 weeks even is what the AFL anticipated. But Alistair Clarkson starts work at the start of November at North Melbourne. Essentially, he starts before then, and Chris Fagan would be expected to return at some point as well. So what's this going to look like over the next few weeks? It just looks like it's going to be messy from my view.
I think messy is the best word for it. I can't see a clean ending at all to this one. I mean, there's not going to be a definitive answer either way. I think the independent panel that gets appointed, the four-person panel, has got one of the toughest jobs I can recall to come up with a conclusion on this. He said there's no smoking gun, if you like. There's no video evidence. There's no audio evidence. Obviously, Clarkson and Chris Fagan have been very strong now, and their clubs are now getting in behind them. And it's interesting the Coaches Association are now pushing for somebody of club experience, an old-time CEO type of person, just to give a club perspective on what these conversations may have been. So the AFL hasn't even appointed a four-man panel yet, or a four-person panel. So it just shows you how drawn out this could be. And as messy, there's a stronger word than messy than I'd use it, because it's going to take a long time to sort this one. And the other issue is, we now read today Johnny Ralph reporting that the First Nation families involved and people are now saying, well, we're not really that comfortable in repeating our evidence to this independent panel. So where does that leave things? You're prepared to talk to a journo and an Indigenous welfare officer, but not prepared to be cross-examined by this investigation and panel. So where does that leave it, Matty? If the people making the accusations aren't prepared to talk to the panel, then perhaps the whole case falls over.
Well, you can understand their reluctance to want to continue to go over this, Steve-O, but I understand what you're saying and I agree with you. It's going to make it more difficult to get a clear answer and a definitive either sanction or call on whether or not these coaches are going to be cleared. And I heard, I think it was Daniel Harford a couple of days ago on the Breakfast Club, and his comments around if there's not recordings or text messages, it makes it even more murky. And whatever the result, I think he said this as well, whatever the result, it's going to be contested by both parties. So that will only extend the time that it takes to sort it all out. Anyway, we'll certainly be following it closely. Hey, Steve-O, Lee off the text wants to know, Tom Mitchell, is it a sure thing that he gets to Collingwood?
99.9% out of Hawthorn, and I reckon 80% to Collingwood.
All right, there you go, Lee. Tom Mitchell might be on his way to the Pies. Steve-O, great work from you this morning. We can catch you on the Breakfast Club just after 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and look forward to it.
Thanks, guys. It'd be a shame if we had to tape every interview at a footy club or discussion, but certainly heading that way, and what a mess, and just hopefully we can sort it out. It's a really disturbing story, and a couple of clubs at the moment, Matty, looking at Plan Bs. It's just extraordinary. Mm.
Good on you, Steve-O.
Thank you.
There's our AFL editor, Mark Stevens. It is a good point that he raises. If it gets to the stage where every conversation, meeting, even text message, phone call is recorded between player and coach and administrator at football clubs, is it heading in that direction? You'd like to think not, because I don't know how ethically correct that is to be able to do that sort of thing. And but at the end of the day, if there's no recordings of, you know, what's been said, it just is a pure he said, she said situation that is currently going on at the moment. And It's a story, as Steve-O pointed out, he's already messy and probably will continue to get even messier. Lex has texted in, Brad Scott would be great for the Bombers. They need a coach with a hard edge, not someone who is soft. Well, he is a strong individual, Brad Scott. He's quite tough in his press conferences. He's got that presence about him. And it certainly seems as though the Bombers are quite keen on him to lead them forward next year. Keep those text messages coming in, 0416 90 50 52. It's 17 minutes to 11 o'clock. We'll take a break here on RSN Central. And then Mark Noonan will join me after Joyful Fortune was announced as Aquas' runner in the upcoming Everest.